AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The California Highway Patrol says 115 cars and 75 trucks are stuck in mud on State Route 58 in the Mojave Desert north of Los Angeles. More trucks are backing up today. The mud is from heavy rain yesterday. The AP's Raquel Dillon reports a stationary storm system set this all off.
They sort of parked right on top of the mountains. It's very steep there, so when it starts rolling down the hillside, there's nothing that can stop it. And it hit the freeway. It left people stranded in the mud. It was a mess.
More thunderstorms in Southern California are expected later today and tonight. Winds are expected to pick up around a wildfire in central Texas.
If it's not quite that bad, that's good for us. If it's a little worse than that, then it's going to be an awfully long day for those firefighters out there.
Mike Fisher is with Bastrop County Emergency Management. That fire has burned about three dozen structures and covers more than 6 square miles. At the United Nations today, U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power said Iran's recent ballistic missiles test was a clear violation of U.N. sanctions. She added the U.S. confirmed the medium-range ballistic missile that was launched about a week ago was inherently capable of delivering a nuclear weapon. Huma Abedin testified before the House committee investigating the deadly attacks in 2012 in Benghazi in Libya. She is a longtime aide to Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Rodham Clinton. Abedin was a top State Department aide when Clinton was Secretary of State. Clinton herself is expected to appear before the committee next week. Maryland's Elijah Cummings brought up the question again about what the Benghazi committee is all about.
Whether this is a taxpayer-funded effort to derail the candidacy of Hillary Clinton.
A second University of South Florida football player is now accused of firing a gun on campus. On Wall Street, stocks higher. The Dow is up about 60 points. This is AP Radio News. The U.S. says a hacker from Kosovo will face trial on charges of giving the Islamic State group information about American troops. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani has the story.
The Justice Department says the case against Ardit Farizi is the first of its kind. The Kosovo citizen was arrested in Malaysia last month. He's accused of hacking into a U.S.-based company's servers and stealing personal information on nearly 1,400 American personnel and giving it to the Islamic State group, which posted the details in a bid to encourage attacks. Malaysia says Farizi will be extradited to the U.S., where he could face up to 35 years in jail on hacking and identity theft charges. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
It's a defeat in court for London's famous black cab drivers. Britain's High Court ruled Uber's app is legal. The cabbies in London said Uber violated city regulations. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.